As I settled down to pray, I began with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Tenderness, compassion, love, forgiveness, mercy. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Gillian's revelation for day 12 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice which word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. And with the beholding of Jesus' passion, I did not see sin, for I believe that it has no kind of substance, no share in being, nor can it be recognized except by the pain caused by it. And it seems to me that this pain is something for a time, for it purges and makes us know ourselves and ask for mercy. For the passion of our Lord is comfort to us against all this. And because of the tender love which our good Lord has for all who will be saved, he comforts readily and sweetly, meaning this. It is true that sin is the cause of all this pain, but all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of thing will be well. These words were revealed most tenderly, showing no kind of blame to me or to anyone who will be saved. So I saw how Jesus, how Christ has compassion on us because of sin. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, and Psalm 64, verses 4 and 5. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our sins are stronger than we are, but you blot out our transgressions. Happy are they whom you choose and draw to your courts to dwell there. They will be satisfied by the beauty of your house, by the holiness of your temple. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.